For God, Martin, he gave you life, and for him therefore must you live. When you begin to live for him, you will grieve about nothing else, and all things will come easy to you. Martin was silent for a moment, and then he said, And how must one live for God? Christ has shown us the way. You know how to read. Buy the Gospels and read. There you will find out how to live for God. There everything is explained. These words made Avdyeich's heart burn within him, and he went the same day and bought for himself a New Testament printed in very large type, and began to read. Avdyeich set out with the determination to read it only on holidays, but as he read, it did his heart so much good that he took to reading it every day. And the second time, he read until all the kerosene in the lamp had burnt itself out, and still he could not tear himself away from the book. And so it was every evening. And the more he read, the more clearly he understood what God wanted of him, and how it behooved him to live for God. And his heart grew lighter and lighter continually. Formerly, whenever he lay down to sleep, he would only sigh and groan, and think of nothing but Kapitoshka. But now he would only say to himself, Glory to thee! Glory to thee, O Lord! Thy will be done! From that day on, the whole life of Avdyeich was changed. Formerly, whenever he had a holiday, he would go to the tavern to drink tea, nor would he say no to a drop of brandy now and again. He would tipple with his comrades, and, though not actually drunk, would, for all that, leave the inn a bit merry, babbling nonsense and talking loudly and censoriously. He was done with all that now. His life became quiet and joyful. With the morning light, he sat down to his work, worked out his time, then took down his lamp from the hook, placed it on the table, took down his book from the shelf, bent over it, and sat down to read. And the more he read, the more he understood, and his heart grew brighter and happier. It happened once that Martin was up reading till very late. He was reading St. Luke's Gospel. He was reading the 6th chapter, and as he read, he came to the words, And to him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. This passage he read several times, and presently he came to that place where the Lord says, And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me, and heareth my sayings, and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house, and dug deep, and laid the foundations on a rock. And when the flood arose, the storm beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth, and doeth not, is like a man that, without a foundation, built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Avdyeich read these words through and through, and his heart was glad. He took off his glasses, laid them on the book, rested his elbow on the table, and fell to thinking. And he began to measure his own life by these words. And he thought to himself, Is my house built on the rock or on the sand? How good to be as on a rock! How easy it all seems to you sitting here alone! It seems as if you were doing God's will to the fullest. And so you take no heed and fall away again. And yet you should go on striving, for it is good for you. O Lord, help me! Thus he thought, and would have laid down, but it was a grief to tear himself away from the book. And so he began reading the 7th chapter. He read all about the centurion, he read all about the widow's son, he read all about the answer to the disciples of St. John. And so he came to that place where the rich Pharisee invites our Lord to be his guest. And he read all about how the woman who was a sinner anointed his feet and washed them with her tears, and how he forgave her. And so he came at last to